As human beings are going through a huge shift right now, a shift in their consciousness. They are experiencing a 100 monkey experience. We are experiencing that relative to relationships. Up to now, relationships in human race have been dysfunctional. So many relationship experts talk about insecure attachment styles. They talk about the classic codependent relationships and narcissistic relationships. But they talk about this as if it is rarity. But guess what? It is not the rarity. It is the human condition. The rarity is a human being who has figured out how to have a secure attachment. And rarity is a human being that has figured out how to love in a way that isn't abusive. But all of this is about to change. The old way of having relationships and subsequently our consciousness definition of love has been passed down to us for thousands of years. But to understand it, we have to see how it is passed down and how it begins. Because our parents did not receive true love long before we were born, they entered a kind of self-centered bubble where they had to fight for the needs. As a result of this, most parents have children in the first place for this self-centered reasons. We were born with the thought and expectation that we will serve a need that they have. They don't really take us as a part of themselves and cannot really embrace us as our unique selves, as opposed to what they want us to be. Because of this dynamic, it is not a true partnership that we have with our parents. They can treat us in any way they like without paying attention to the impact they are having on us. Treat us in any way they like, whether it is an incoming abuse, hurt, shaming, or outgoing abuse, like emotional neglect. And still, we are expected to be the one that maintains our connection to them, or stay committed to them and put their needs and desires first. If we did not, we made out to be the bad guy, or we are made out to be the self-centered one that hurts them. What we learn is that true love is the same as staying connected to and committed to and putting someone first, regardless of what they do to us. Hurting us, cheating, using us, degrading us, or even they do nothing to us. This is actually mankind's definition of love, regardless of whether people are aware of it or not. This is what they think love is. I mean, I'm talking about all the humans on this planet. And because it is their definition of unconditional love, it is what everyone's look for, and it is what everyone's trying to create in any sort of relationship. Sit with that specific definition of love and reflect about it for a moment. I mean, I really want this to sit in. Just how messed up this is. Just how wide open the door is for abuse there. I want you to see that the major potential is that you could think abuse or neglect is love. Now, this definition gets us in a lot of trouble because it sets us up for failure oftentimes. We chase people who are completely abusive or people who are completely unavailable to us. But even if we don't do that, it sets us up for what is to follow, which is that the moment that somebody commits to us, that's not really love to us. Love is, as I said before, somebody being committed regardless of what we are doing to them or what they are doing to us. And so here is what happens. We have to turn the tables on the person who we have chased, the person who we wanted to be with, and we turn the tables in this way. We have to do anything to them, even leave them, in order to see that they are committed to us and are going to stay with us regardless of what we do or don't do, and then we know that we are loved. There is no safety in our relationships as a result. We are experiencing an endless pattern, hurting each other, withdrawing from each other, pushing each other away, and desperately clinging to each other. In fact, this is what is called the beginning of drama. If you have grown up with a self-centered parent, and I am going to warn you, the parents who said that they are the most selfless, that constantly remind you of everything they are doing for you, they are in fact the most selfish parents. Parenting is not about that at all. The parents, let's say, if you have grown up with one who is self-centered, it sets up a state where, because they are only concerned of being lovable by their kids, and you feel it on some level, in fact, you basically have to fight for your own best interest or your highest goods. So you adopt the same technique, and that's the birth of trauma. This is, of course, the opposite of love. To love something is to take it as a part of yourself. It is completely inclusive and powerful. When you love something or someone, you energetically put it towards you and include it as you. But you have to make sure to restructure and reform a new definition of self-love or love in general. Before you assume that I love someone or something, instead losing yourself completely. In love, you take the other person's best interest as part of your best interest, or vice versa. And the closeness is the primary priority in both of your lives. This creates the only true safety in relationships. You cannot hurt something that you take as a part of yourself without hurting yourself. Obviously, you haven't grown up with this type of love, you haven't grown up with a parent where this wasn't the case at all. This type of relationship, in fact, wasn't a possibility. It was one-way relationship. You are staying connected to mom or dad, regardless of what they did or didn't do. You basically think this is what your relationships are going to look like in the future. So instead, you cling to your selfhood and fight the relationship. This is what power struggles are all about. We prevent love. We fight to keep ourselves separate. But in relationship, we cannot risk the trust of giving ourselves to the other person and then giving themselves to us. So we can never experience the feeling, symbiotic love. We are trapped in ego and society supports it. In real love, you are not losing any kind of self at all. Why? Because you are choosing to include them as you and vice versa, out of your own free will. Anytime you use your own free will to make a choice, that's you self-making a choice. It's not against your will, even if your choice is to create fusion in your relationship. When we do this, we are completely committed to a relationship, and commitment to a relationship is the only way your relationships are actually going to work or feel good. The war between the selves ends. Now, an interesting thing happens when you actually live your life according to the redefinition of love, instead of this false one that human beings have propagated for thousands of years. The interesting thing that happens is that suddenly you can see a third option. So it is not a need for conflict. It is not me versus you. I win, you lose, or you win, I lose. Or you win, and I win, and I lose. It is about taking the other person's best interest in relationship as your own, and they can take your best interest as their own as well. So as to find something that meets both your mutual best interest. This is what you give rise to trust and security and long-term relationships. This brings an end to both loneliness and abuse. I suggest you to take a look at your own definition of love today. Even if some of you haven't known it at all, we are stepping out of this dynamic. We are waking up to what real love is about versus our fragmented definition of what we assume is love. The first step is letting go of this definition. Have a good week, beloveds.